Unit 7. Do your homework. Page 160. Vocabulary.
Thank you for coming to the meeting. I'm talking this evening about helping your children develop the habits they need to do well in school. The hypothesis we'll work from is that children's choices early in life reflect their later choices. Do you remember that famous marshmallow experiment conducted at Stanford University? Researchers gave little children one marshmallow and left them alone in a room for 15 minutes. The children were told that if they did not eat that marshmallow, they would be given two marshmallows later on. Alternatively, they could eat the first one, but then they would not get another one later. Some of the children, as you might expect, ate the marshmallow without hesitation. However, about one-third resisted eating it and were able to wait until they got a second marshmallow. But here's what's shocking about the later results of the test. The kids at age 4 who waited then performed better at age 18 on tests of confidence, concentration, and in other areas. The experiment has been repeated a few times, so we now have results from a sample size of about 600 children. This means that overall, it's a pretty rigorous study. So, it turns out that this study tells us a lot about discipline and motivation. Students of all ages are tempted to take shortcuts at school. After all, it's easier to just finish your homework quickly and then watch TV or play with friends than to plow through a difficult assignment. And some children figure that they can do okay in school without putting in too much effort. However, parents often feel conflicted when they see their children acting that way, and let me tell you, I've heard plenty of heated discussions among frustrated parents and resentful kids. The challenge is to help children see that doing homework now, working hard now, will pay off with greater rewards later. Rewards like higher grades and an easier time in school.